study, all these lessons that they study, become marja, and then you don't have to follow anymore. If you are able to follow the rules, if you are able to have the hadith and figure it out, if this is the fake hadith, this is a correct hadith, how do you pull out the ahkam and take the regulations from the hadith, you go learn from all the, you know, the topic and the subjects that they study, you become marja, and then we'll follow you. You're happy? Go do it. If not, because we need a person, what? A mechanic, we need, you know, a cashier, we need something, you have to be in different jobs, right? Not everybody can be a marja. So then you have to follow something. How come when it comes to, you know, your car is not working, go fix it yourself? Oh, I don't know. So you follow someone else, you go bring it to a mechanic. You get sick, you don't know how to cure yourself, you go to the doctor, right? And you kiss their hand and say, please cure me, huh? And you pay too. But when it comes to Islam, mashallah, some people that are so, you know, open-minded, they think they're, you know, bringing new, you know, topics, and then, no. If you can find the ahkam, go, which you can't. Go spend 30 years in Hawza and then learn it. Because you can't, so you have to follow someone. If you don't follow someone, or you're not doing ihtiyat as a precautious mandatory or something, you're not doing ihtiyat, and then later on you figure out that what you did is against the verdict and the hukm of maraja and Islam, please do everything that you do so far again, all of them, all the salat that you recite, you're 69 years old, you have to recite all of them again, do it qaza. The hajj that you went, it was opposite the ahkam that it should be, do it again. So it's better, wise person, to be careful and follow the marja and follow the ahkam. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. You forgot again. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I test you. I'm going to see if you can remember. Within the last two nights, we talk about the concept of peace and how important it is to reach peace in our life. Last night we mentioned one of the factors that would help us to find peace and reach peace is dua, supplication. That through dua we can find peace, we can live in peace, we can have closer relationship with Allah. We know that We have the best relationship from Allah to us. From His side, the best relationship has been made. Very beneficial relationship for us has been already made from Allah. And we know that Allah has already talked to us. Like any other, you know, relationship between two people, between two lovers, if you want to compare, these two people, they have to talk to each other, right? Is it possible that two people, they said, you know, we like each other, we love each other, we're going to get married, and we are couples, but they never talk to each other? And you say, what kind of love is that? You don't talk to each other, you don't share, right? It is impossible. So when you are able to talk, you have to talk. From Allah, which is one part, He is already talked to us through Quran. He gave us all His lessons, His speeches, everything that He had, His words, He gave it to us. That's why it says Quran is Kalam Allah, right? The word and the speech of Allah. So He already talked to us. So it's from us right now, this is my responsibility to be able to have to complete this relationship. To talk to Allah, not to say in this relationship, only one partner is talking. The other one is quiet. So from that part it has a deficiency. So for that reason, we have to be able to, you know, talk to Him. However, because Allah is the greatest one, the most merciful, the most beneficial, it is very important when you want to talk to a very important one, you have to know how and what you want to talk about. Have you ever seen when you have, you know, a chance to talk in front of an important person? Imagine they said, from your university, we want 10 people to go to the governor, the president, to talk, you know, and then you are the representative of your university. You usually have a note in front of you, someone, another person who is able, who is expert, write it down for you how you should talk in front of that leader, right? You don't go there and say whatever comes to your mouth. No. You go there, follow the orders of an expert that wrote down for you what you should say, how you should say it, right? That's why you see people when they talk in front of, they have a note, they read it. Because that person is more important. Now I want to talk to Allah, right? You can't even compare the greatness of Allah to anyone else. Of course I'm not able to figure out how correctly I should talk in front of this Almighty, right? I need someone to tell me how to talk to him. And Allah taught us how to talk to him through the chain of Ahlul Bayt. He told us, this is dua. If you want to talk to me, you have to talk to me this way. This is the best way that you can talk to me. You can talk based on your own, words as well. But the best and the most official way that you want to talk to me is this way. And let's say, put this way, what is the benefit? Why, beside all the things that we say that, what is the benefit that we have to talk to Allah? What if we don't talk to Allah? And, what is the reason and the benefit that we need to talk to Allah? Last night we mentioned many of the ayat and the hadiths that Allah says, you have to talk to me. Da'a is not optional. We think da'a is optional. No, Allah said, yes, it is optional. It's not mandatory. It's not wajib, right? However, if you want my attention, specific attention, you have to talk to me through da'a. If you don't talk to me, this is something wrong from your side. One of the most important benefit of du'a is that it removes the loneliness and the fear and the stress that we have. We know that human beings are a very social creatures, right? We are one of the most social creatures in the world. We have to live together. We have to be together. That's why we have this type of living setting that we live in the city all around us. If you see a human being that living in a jungle with animals, you see that person is not able to communicate, to talk to people. He doesn't even have the rules and the behaviors of human beings. You saw all Tarzan, right? He was not able to communicate with people. Why? Because he was not living in the society with other people. We are creatures. We are very social creatures. We have to live together. We live in a city around us. We help each other. We talk to each other. If someone doesn't talk to another person for a little, longer time than normal, that person would get sick. The importance of communication with other people. However, this human being that is very social, at the same time, is very, very lonely as well. Since he was born, he was alone. When he's raising up, he's alone. When he's dying, he's alone. When they put him in his grave, he's all alone. Human beings, when you look closer, you see we're all so close, so lonely. Then the question is, it's very scary if I live around other people, but I am alone. What is supposed to fill up my loneliness and remove this loneliness so I wouldn't feel loneliness anymore? This is the question. I don't know if sometimes happened to you or your friends. You are in the group with your friends, but you're alone. You are thinking about something else. They call you, Muhammad, you're not answering. Muhammad, oh yes, what happened? Where are you? No, I'm here. But you're somewhere else. You're alone. You are with people, but you're alone. Your mind is somewhere else. Specifically, when we have some problems, we have this difficulty that, no matter how many people are around us, we're still alone. No matter how many people are around us. So who is going to help us to get rid of this loneliness? Because these people that we see nowadays, all these problems, depressions, and mental problems that is there, comes from this side. those people that they have depression, not because they don't have people around them, huh? They have their husband, their children, their friends, their work. So it's not because they don't see people, it's because they are alone individually, they're alone from inside. Something here is telling them that you're alone. Otherwise, they are living around people. They go to the, they have access to go to the, you know, to shop, to, the, what's wrong here? So don't tell me, say it, huh, I have 5,000 friends on Facebook, so I'm not alone, I have 5,000 people, you know, friends, really? You know that Facebook is one of the reasons, one of the causes of depression and stress. They figured out, that's a problem. And 5,000 friends, some people, they're, you know, very obsessive about the amount of, you know, that number goes higher. No matter who is there, just be my friend because I want to hit that, you know, number. To say I have 5,000, 6,000, wow. And the only benefit that this 5,000 people they have is that when I put the picture of the chicken biryani, they put the comments, mashallah, I can't wait to fast my iftar with this. That's the only benefit that they have. So if you get headache at home, something happened to you, none of them would come to say, hey, what's up, what's wrong? Do you need help or something? They're gone. And alhamdulillah, you know, out of that 5,000 some people have, they don't know 4,909 of them. You know, maybe they know one of them actually in the real world. So then does it matter? People, that's a good question. In social media, people have all these friends, in Twitter, Facebook, but you see, he killed himself. He committed suicide. Then what's wrong if you have all these friends around you, and everybody, you know, wish you happy birthday in your birthday, you should be so happy, and so, you know, then what's wrong that he just killed himself because of the Facebook? So what? What's wrong here? So it doesn't matter how many friends I have. It is the matter of what is causing me to be alone. What is the reason that I am alone? What is the reason that these people, you know, they feel they're alone and they get to the point that they, you know, do something to themselves? By the way, friends are good. The benefit of a good friend is one of the favors from Allah if I can find a good friend. So we're not against friends. When we say friends is because of that, the closest friend that you have, no matter how good is that, the closest friend that you have, if that relationship is not divine, even with your friend, it's not divine, he or she is with you until the moment that his or her benefit is not in danger. You do something that you would hurt the benefit, not that person, the benefit of that person. Gradually, you see, he's getting away from you. Gradually, if he's a good person, gradually, you see, oh, he's getting away from me. Ask, you know, older people. How many friends they had 40 years, 50 years, 65 years, and then where are they? Some people invested a lot on their friends, but finally they lost everything. Friends are good. One of the ni'mat and favors from Allah, if it's a divine relationship. If my relationship with you is because you are my brother, I help you, you help me, alhamdulillah, our status of mind are very close, we think the same way, we are close. This is a divine relationship with couples, that's good. But if I want to make it only dunyavi relationship, as soon as there is something wrong, that person would leave you. So, the only friend that would stay with you, honest, never lies to you, is Allah. That he has the power to help you as well. He listens to you very carefully. And because of him and his relationship, you will never feel alone. And he's the one that fulfills all his responsibilities in his relationship and fill up your loneliness is Allah. The only one that when even your family, your friends, your children, your wife, your husband, they are with you, they love you so much, they are with you until the moment that you die. They cannot tolerate you one more day in the house when you die. They covered the nose, said, can you please take him away? The closest one that you can find. And then they put you on your grave and they put all those dirts on you. Because they are afraid you smell bad, so they get hurt.
Yeah, the closest one. The only one that is with you all the way in your grave is Allah. The only friend that you can find that He is with you all the time is Allah. Not only in this world He is with you, He's helping you. When you die, that's the beginning of His help. That's the beginning. Because in this world, He can't help you too much because we are limited. This world is limited, right? When you die, that's the beginning of the help that Allah would give and would do to His friends. Because over there, we don't have these limitations, right? That over there, Allah helps His friends very much. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. How many times I do something against the closest friend that I have, how many times should I do something that he will say, okay, I'll forgive you this time. Okay, I'll forgive you this time. Okay, I'll forgive. Finally, he says, you know what? This is not, I don't like it. Finally, he got tired. No matter how close you are. I think you already have the experience. 2, 3, the best friends, 10 times, I don't know, 15 times. You do something against his will. He tells you, do something, and you do opposite, exactly opposite. How many times it take and it lasts until he says, you know what? Goodbye. How many times? Look at yourself. How many times your friend, you tell him, don't do that, and he does it exactly in front of your eyes. How many times can you tolerate it? But the one that we did a lot of times, since I was little one, I did against his will. I did against his will, against his will. Still he is with me. Still he is tolerating me. Still he loves me truly. Still he is giving me chance. Still he's waiting for me to come back. The only one is Allah. Do you see the benefits of this friend? Do you see the dua and talking? Dua means talking. Asking, talking. Calling. Supplication. Do you see how valuable is this friend that you don't want to lose it? My wife, my husband, few times I do something against them, they said, you know what? I can't live with you. The one that I lived, 50 years. I can't live with you. Bye. The only one is still with me and is tolerating me is Allah. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam. Beautifully he says in Da'akum al-Ilahi wa Rabbi. What is it? Say it loudly, don't be shy. Ilahi wa Rabbi. Sisters don't want to say it, that's fine. But if you say one more time, they will say it. Ilahi wa Rabbi. This is part of the dua. That's why I said, let's say it together. Ya Allah, no one is there for me except you. Amir al-Mu'mineen, he has the most successful life in the world, right? He has Zahra salamullah alayha next to him. He has Rasulullah next to him. He has Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, all these people around him. But when it comes to the reality, Ilahi wa Rabbi man bi ghayrak. They were not joking. Amir al-Mu'mineen, he was not joking. He would see the word that he is alone. The only one that is there for Amir al-Mu'mineen is Allah. That's why he was saying, Ilahi wa Rabbi man bi ghayrak. No one is there for Ali except you. Amir al-Mu'mineen, that people, they loved him, let alone me, that many people are against me. Who is going to be with me? Ya anisa man la anisa la, wa ya rafiqa man la rafiqa la. You are the one that you are the friend, the rafiq, the friends of the one who has no other rafiq, no other friends. You are the source of the hope for the one that has no one else to help it. This Allah, this relationship, that's why he said, you don't talk to me? The weakest, remember the dua, the hadith, the weakest person is the one that they cannot talk to this God, this merciful God. So this loneliness, if you're following, this loneliness that human beings they have, they can use it in two different ways, two types of loneliness. some people, because of their loneliness in this dunya, they get depressed. Because they don't know how to fill up this loneliness. They get depressed. They need some pills to get better. Some other people, like Imam Hassan alayhi salam, they use this loneliness to get closer to Allah. They're not alone anymore because they have Allah with them. Whenever they are alone, they fill up this time with the remembrance of Allah. Then there's nothing that, you know, would hurt them. How beautiful is this relationship that you feel through dua, you feel you're dependent on Allah. And it's very nice feeling for Allah as well. You know, the fathers that are sitting here, I'm asking you, even those that have special little kids, how do you enjoy when you see your kids are dependent on you? How beautiful is that? You tell him, sit down over there, he comes and, you know, is sitting next to you. The feeling that they're dependent on you, it's a nice feeling for a father, that he knows he's helping, he's in charge. I have to have that feeling that I am dependent on Allah, and Allah loves that feeling. I didn't have any other terms to say, that's why I use feeling. This matter, this fact that we are dependent on Allah. The more dependent on Allah, the better. I know, Ya Allah, in Abu Hamza, he said, بِكَ عَرَفْتُكَ وَأَنْتَ دَلَلْتَنِي عَلَيْهِ. The reason that I know you, Ya Allah, is because you wanted me to know you. Because of you, I know you. You are the reason that you guided me, so I know you beautifully. If you were not there, if you didn't want, I wouldn't know you. I wouldn't know nothing about you. And I know you are there. And I know not only you, you sent all your representatives after Rasulullah, you sent all Ahlul Bayt, Imams for me. So they are there. Whenever I need help, they are there to help me. And whenever I ask, I do dua, I do ziyarat, I say ziyarat, recite ziyarat, dua, different things, salat, I know that they are there to help me. They're hay, Imam of Ash. He's hay, he's alive, he's among us. He can see us. It just depends on how I trust them, how I ask them, how I feel. Beautiful story that Marhum Kafi, he narrated in one of his speeches. He said the story of Isa Bahraini. Said in Bahrain, there was a caliph, the king that they had. He had a minister that he was Nasibi. He was against Shia. He was cursing Ahlul Bayt. He was against Shia. He was looking for every single opportunity to destroy Shia's future in front of the caliph, the king. So one day, you look how sick mind work. He was trying to grow up some pomegranates. And then what he did was that he made some frame, some mold and frame around this little pomegranate. And on this frame, on this mold, it was written Allah, Muhammad and Caliphs, four of the Caliphs. Okay? The name of Allah, Rasulullah and four of the Caliphs. So he put it around this pomegranate. Every day that this pomegranate was growing up, okay, it was getting bigger and bigger. These names and these written things were being engraved on the skin of this pomegranate. You following? So when the pomegranate is all done and he got it, on this pomegranate is what? It was engraved the name of Allah and four caliphs. No one can, you know, hesitate. Ya Allah, this is what? This is a miracle, right? And practices, be careful. If you see they bring the fish, they bring things. Oh my God. Oh, I didn't know that's true. We see a lot of pictures nowadays, right? On Facebook, different places. So he put it in front of the caliph, the king. Look at this. You see what Allah did? The name of these people. And Allah is engraved on this pomegranate. See, I told you this Shia are lying. And the caliph is looking. Wow. Jalla al-Khaliq. This is true. Look at this. How can I deny this? Because
the king was a little bit towards Shia. He loves Shia a little bit. He called Shia, come here. What is it? Huh. Are you lying? Look what Allah did. Shia, the people around you looking at each other. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah, what is this? And a pomegranate engraved the name of this. Then what? They didn't know what to say. They said, give us 7 days. We want 7 days to figure out the answer and bring it back to you. 7 days. If you'd come back after 7 days and you don't have a good answer for this, you guys are all lying and I don't want to see you and this is... Shia left. They didn't know what to do. They picked up the best of themselves, and among that group, they picked 7 of them, the best of the best. They sent them to the desert, Sahara, to go find Imam of us. Ask him, we have the owner, we are not alone. Our owner is Imam of Asr. He's our master. He's there to help us. Go find him. Ask him to come and help me. It's not our business. This is yours. This is Islam. Go find him. Find the reason. These 7 people went there. One of them is Isa Bahrini. Asking, praying, dua, everything. Nothing happened. The first night, second night, third night. The 7th night, Isa Bahrini saw Imam of Asr. Came to him. You have never Rasulullah, you know what's the problem? We don't know what to tell this guy. What is this? What is a pomegranate? Imam of Asr told him, go find the answer, go with the king, with the caliph. Go to the house of the minister on the 2nd floor, you will find the answer of this question. There is a mold, there is a frame, you will find the door. Alhamdulillah, thank you so much, we got the answer. He wanted to leave, says, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, one more question I have. This is the reason that I narrated this story, not the pomegranate. One more question I have. What is it? Ask me the question. We asked you 7 days, you came all the way to the last day. Why you didn't come sooner? We are here in this desert for 7 days. Why you didn't come sooner than this? Imam of Asr look at him and says, you asked Caliph to give you 7 days. This is your problem. If you call me right there in the palace of the Caliph, the king, I would be there, I would help you right there. You didn't trust me to call me right there when you had a problem in your life. You think if you have 7 days, you can come to me and ask me. I was there. If you just ask me over there, Ya Sahib al-Zaman, I need your help. I was there to help you. This is your choice. How many times I had a problem? I didn't trust Ahlul Bayt. I didn't trust Imam Fahad to come and help me. It depends on my beliefs. Depends when I do dua, how I do dua. What is in my heart, how I want to ask Ahlul Bayt to help me. They are there to help us. It depends how I see it. This is our story right now. How to see Ahlul Bayt. That's why, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَعِنُّ الْغُلُوبِ. The biggest benefit of dua, besides getting closer to Allah, is that it would remove this fear and this loneliness from you. You're not alone anymore. But dua has some condition. Dua has some condition, like any other things. It's not the way, you know, whatever you want. No. The first condition of the dua is should be ikhlas, mukhlis, only for the sake of Allah, sincerely for Allah. We talk about this a few times. And by the way, when we talk about dua, dua is not only all the time, okay, I have a request, I sit down, I ask Allah to... No, many of the dua and ziyarat that we have is just for the conversation with Allah, the relationship, to talk. Recite ziyarat jama' kabira. Says how many hajat is in there? Very few. The majority part of the ziyarat jama' is just the fact and the beliefs that we have towards Ahlul Bayt. At the end of the dua,
We have one haja, one request that is also related to the beliefs. At the end it says, Allahumma inni law wajadtu shufa'a aqraba ilaykum Muhammadin wa ahli baytih. If I could find any other people, how beautifully, any other people closer to you than Ahlul Bayt, I would definitely bring them to you. I couldn't find anyone else closer to you than Ahlul Bayt. لَجَعَلْتُهُمْ شُفَاءَ فَبِحَقِّهِمُ الَّذِي أَوْجَبْتَ لَهُمْ عَلَيْكِ. This is the dua. أَسْأَلُكَ أَن تُدْخِلَنِي فِي جُمْلَةِ الْعَارِفِينَ بِهِمْ. You recite almost, you know, 7-6 pages of this dua. This is the hajjah that you ask. Just help me to be close to Ahlul Bayt. Among those that I have knowledge about Ahlul, I'm close to them. مِنْ جُمْلَةِ الْعَارِفِينَ بِهِمْ وَبِحَقِّهِمْ وَفِي زُمْرَةِ الْمَرْهُومِينَ بِشَفَاعَةٍ. Many times dua is just for what? Just a conversation. The second condition of dua is khuzu and khushu, humbleness. Last night we talked about it. Don't feel in front of Allah that you have the right, so Allah owe us, so I can ask Allah to help me, so I you know, Ya Allah, this is the time that you have to help me. Because I recited, I said my salat many, many days on time, so now that's your turn. You're trying to help me. No. Allah told Prophet Musa, you know, Musa, why I picked you as my prophet? Because there was no any other person as humble as you among these people. You were the most humble person. Khashi and Khali. That's why I picked you. And the last condition is that this dua that I have, this mas'alat that I have, should be khair. I can't ask for something wrong or something impossible. Sometimes some people, they have some questions and some hajat from Allah that is impossible. Oh, this is haram. This is haram. The only dua would be mustajab, would be accepted, that is what? That is khair, for something good. And when you look, like I said, the life of Ahlul Bayt, you see how beautiful they taught us. They showed us how to talk to Allah, how to get closer to Allah. Tonight is the night of the viladat of Imam Hassan. When we have these leaders in front of us, when we have these role models in front of us, those people that they acted upon their recommendations, they did. If they talked about dua, they did it themselves. That's why Rasulullah about Imam Hassan says, وَهُوَ سَيِّدُ شَبَابِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. He is the master of all the young people in Jannah. And some people says, how about the older one? We don't have any old person in Jannah. Everybody is young. Rasulullah was there, he was talking, and he says, and an elder woman was sitting there. He said, you can't go to heaven. There's no old person go to heaven. That little, you know, that old poor woman, they started crying. What happened? Rasulullah says that, you know, there's no old woman, and I'm old, no old woman would go to heaven. Rasulullah was joking with her. And he smiled and said, I said that because there's no old person in Jannah. Whoever goes to Jannah would be young. When we say Sayyidi Shabab Ahli Jannah, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, doesn't mean that how about older people? No. The majority of people in Jannah, when they die, they're old, right? No, that means they are the Sayyid of all of them, because they're all young. وَحُجَّةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْأُمَّةِ أَمْرُهُ أَمْرِي. Rasulullah is saying, أَمْرُهُ أَمْرِي. Whatever he says is exactly like I say. أَمْرُهُ أَمْرِي. وَقَوْلُهُ قَوْلِي. It's exactly the same. كُلُّهُمْ نُورٌ وَاحِدٌ. If Imam Hassan Askari, if Imam Zaman, if Rasulullah, if they say it, one word, many, many years are between them, right? Imam Hassan Askari, Rasulullah. But it's exactly the same word. كُلُّهُمْ نُورٌ وَاحِدٌ. مَنْ تَبِعَهُ فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. Whoever follows Imam Hassan is with me. وَمَنْ عَصَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنِّي. Whoever be against him, is not Muslim, is not with me, is not among us. And when you look at this role model, Rasulullah called him Thamaratu Fuadi. When you look at these definitions, these recommendations, when you look at their lives, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, two times in his life, he donated all his life, all his assets. Think about it. How old are you guys? How many years you're working? What do you have? I want you to picture it right now. What do you have? All your asset is $100,000, $200,000. Do you have in your bank account, which usually people don't have? Whatever you have so far. Imam Hassan, he donated his life, everything, all his money, everything, the land, everything that he has, two times for the sake of Allah. Then you bring other people and says, how about that person that came 300 years after Rasulullah? He was a good person as well. I have him in front of my eyes. No one can compete with these people when it comes to khair. And then you bring me some people that they converted to Islam many, many years after the ba'asad of Rasulullah. Come on. It doesn't make sense. Two times he donated his life. Three times he made it in half and he donated. These people are my leaders. These people are around in front of me. That's why whoever is against these people, Rasulullah, is not for me. And this is Ayah Quran I want to recite for you. This is the last part. When Rasulullah says, whoever is against them is against me, is not Muslim. What is the proof? What is the reason that Rasulullah said? This is Surah Ahzab, Ayah 57. Pay attention. Those people that they have some friends. Ahzab 57. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. Whoever bothers Rasulullah, Allah and Rasulullah in this dunya, Allah would curse him. لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ in this dunya and the other world. I'm asking you, the people that they killed Imam Hussein, did they bother Rasulullah or not? The people that they killed Imam Hassan to that extent and they got order from other people, did they bother Rasulullah or not? Whoever bothers Rasulullah, does that person bother Allah or not? Then this ayah is saying, La'anahum Allah fi dunya wal akhirah. This is ayah Quran. I didn't go further, I stopped there. Who were killed deep? When Rasulullah says, Amruhu Amri, the words of Qawluhu Qawli, the call of the word of Imam Hassan is my words. If you follow him, you follow me. If it's that is true, and you put this close to this ayah of Quran, Surah Ahzab 57, then how do you want to justify those people that, you know, it's so clear as sky, as clear as the sun. Husaynu minni wa ana min Husayn. This was like, I am from Husayn, Husayn is from me. So whoever bothers this Husayn, what that means? It's bothering me, right? Because I'm from him, he's from me. Two times two is what? Four. You can't say six. Oh, maybe it was six before, so you know. Yeah, I know two, but maybe they use another word. Maybe they mean another word. So no, you can't change. Two times two is four. No matter how you want to put yourself in different, this is the truth, this is the fact. I got my Islam from Rasulullah and it has been established, it has been proved by Ahlul Bayt, the chain of Ahlul Bayt. This dua that we say because we are following these people. Whoever I am, I'm not better than Amir al-Mu'mineen. And Amir al-Mu'mineen, he was saying, reciting dua all the time in his life. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, you see his Sayyidul Abidin, Sayyidul Sajjadin. You see that, go look at Sahih Sajjadiyah. It's full of dua. That means if I'm following these people, there is something behind dua. How could Ahlul Bayt, they tolerate the problems that they cause for them daily, every day? How could they tolerate it?
Because at night and day and every time, every single moment, they were talking to Allah. They were connected to the source. This is the benefit of dua. This is the benefit of relationship with Allah. This is the facts that we see in our lives. Inshallah, Allah would help us to get benefit out of all this dua. Inshallah, it's the night of Eid. Inshallah, because they said, يَحْزَنُونَ لِحُزْنَا وَيَفْرَحُونَ لِفَرَحِنَا. So we don't have musibah, we are happy and alhamdulillah tonight for the birthday of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. We ask Allah to help us to be among the true followers of Imam Hassan, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammadin wa ajjil farajahum. Allahumma ajjil li waliyika al faraj wa al-afiyata wa al-nas wa mudda fi umrih al-sharif wa zayyina al-arda bitul baqa'ih وَاجْعَلْنَا مِنْ عَبَانِهِ وَأَنْصَارِهِ وَشِيَعَتِهِ. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, ثَبِّتْ قُلُوبَنَا عَلَى دِينَكَ. Ya Allah, help us in this night, in this holy night, to make our life as close as possible to the life of Imam Hassan and Ahlul Bayt, inshallah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, help us in this month to learn more about the ma'arif and knowledge of you, Rasul and Ahlul Bayt, inshallah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, help our youth and younger friends, specifically the Amr of the Zawaj and marriage, inshallah.